The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com. The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
True crime today.
The British nurse from hell, Lucy Letby, we got more on her, allegedly tried to kill the same premature baby twice.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Lock your doors and hide your children.
What's scary about her, you look at her and she looks like a normal nurse. She looks like a young 20-some nurse that, you know, got out of nursing school. Maybe she's been doing this 4 or 5 years and, you know, you trust her. There's not an aura about her, at least physically from the pictures that you go, oh, this is a scary one.
She looks like somebody, you know, if you're in the emergency room and you're thinking, I'm not feeling well, and here comes this nurse, you're like, oh, good. Help is on the way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Apparently not.
No, this woman, the string of everything she's accused of is, I mean, it's utterly disturbing. This story coming from People, Lucy Letby, she's of course, the British nurse accused of murdering infants in her care. Prosecutors claim that she's tried to kill the same premature baby twice in court. Like, I guess if you don't succeed, try again. I don't know. Letby, 32, is on trial for allegedly murdering 7 infants and attempting to kill 10 others between 2015 and 2016. Prosecutors allege Letby killed them by injecting air or insulin into their bloodstreams.
You know, and what's interesting about injecting air, it's really hard to prove that it's intentional.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a mistake. You know, maybe you didn't get enough bubbles out of your syringe, or the IV line had an air pocket that you missed. I've seen it happen when I've been in surgery with animals. You look over and the IV pump rings an alarm at you. Yep. And goes, there's air in the line. And you're like, how did that happen? You know, because we've been sitting here for an hour in this surgery and everything's been fine. And all of a sudden there's a huge amount of air.
Yep.
And you got to stop the pump and bleed the air out and then continue on. So it would be really hard to prove that it wasn't just a mistake. Now, injecting insulin, well, that's traceable.
Yeah. Although, is it? Because I've heard, and this is, I guess, speculation, one of those I heard type things. It's always scary when I start something with I heard.
Okay.
That has been something that people have done and is fairly untraceable.
Really?
With people. Like spouses trying to kill their spouse. I've heard that. I think there's been cases of that as well. I can't recall them off the top of my head, but I know there has been cases because I guess insulin is a little bit more difficult thing to look at as intentionally done. I mean, if the person is dead I don't know how you get it into them without them being aware unless they're unconscious. But I probably would be easier if your spouse is a diabetic and you do that.
Right.
But
I imagine, don't you think, and I don't know a lot about insulin. I've got a family full of diabetics, but I think synthetic insulin could be traced versus mm-hmm. organic insulin. But you'd have to, in the toxicology, you'd have to actually like be looking for that. So if you're not looking for it, you may not recognize it.
Yeah. And I mean, it can be passed really easily from what I understand as a natural death, where you're not necessarily going to be going and doing an autopsy, where if you already have someone who's diabetic and they die and it's like, well, you know, it was complications from diabetes and maybe there is no autopsy. And it's just
exactly.
like, and I think that's been the strategy of some people in some stories that we've covered over the years. Of doing just that. But yeah, if you're looking for it, you probably could find something. But the air thing, I'm always scared with the air thing because I do a testosterone shot every 2 weeks because I have low testosterone for whatever reason, even though I'm fucking hairy as shit. So I'm like, I don't know how I'm low on testosterone because it's like, look at this. I have to shave all the time. But it's, but according to the tests, I am. And so I do the injection, thing and I'm, you know, I sit there and I, you know, tap the needle, make sure the air bubbles are out. Yep. And you always are like, there's always like something like tiny, tiny, ridiculous, tiny, like I can't get all that out as best you can. But yeah, it's always in the back of my mind. Like, what if, you know, what if an air bubble got, cause that could like kill you. Could get like an aneurysm, right? If it got into your bloodstream.
Well, if you're going right into a vein, you've got to have all the air out. If you're just doing a subcutaneous injection,
into a muscle?
It's not a big deal.
Okay. Cause I'm going like into muscle. I'm
you jamming, should be fine. I mean, you don't want a ton of air.
I'm jamming it into my ass, which there's a fun sentence that someone recorded and then could put it on replay. I'm jamming it into my ass.
Excellent. Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, would be a little questionable.
Yeah, you should be fine. If you're accessing a vein, you've got to have all of the air out because it's a closed system. Okay. So. If you're going into a muscle or fatty tissue, which your ass most likely is, I've never really looked at your ass, Tony, but I'm
jamming
sure.
it into a fatty tissue.
Yes. Yeah. I think you're okay. You don't have to have, you know, every single air bubble out. It's a good idea to, to tap it and get some of that out, of course, but
sure.
It's not going to harm you.
Well, good. You actually calmed some of my anxiety on that. So thank
good.
You.
I'm glad.
Thank you.
I'm glad
that.
We could talk about your ass.
Yes.
And calm your anxieties.
That's good. I'm glad that we had this talk.
Me too.
She has denied all 22 charges against her. You got 22 charges. It's like R. Kelly. I know. Not true. Prosecutors Mm-mm. told jurors how in September of 2015, a premature infant identified as child H suffered 2 cardiac and respiratory collapses at the neonatal unit at the Countess of Chester Hospital in Liverpool, where where Letby worked. They allege Letby tried to kill the infant twice, first on September 26, 2015, and the next morning when the baby's regular nurse had left the room, according to the BBC. Born 6 weeks early, child H was being monitored at the neonatal unit with other premature babies, according to Fox. But on the morning of September 26, 2015, medical personnel rushed to the neonatal unit after child H's blood oxygen levels and heart rate plummeted. Registrar Dr. Matthew Nime told the court, according to BBC, summoned to the neonatal unit, the baby's parents saw medics trying to resuscitate their child, according to Fox. The parents were told the baby might not make it through the night. The baby stabilized, but then hours later on September 27th, she crashed again when her heart rate decreased to 40 beats a minute. Doctors and nurses gave the baby chest compressions and adrenaline for 6 minutes before they were able to resuscitate her. Explaining the difference between the first and second emergencies the baby experienced, Nime said, "The distinction is the lack of clear explanation for the evident at this time, or for the event at this time, and the fact that it's happened again in a relatively short space of time," according to BBC. When child H was later transferred to Arrow Park Hospital, Neem wrote in his discharge letter that the baby had suffered 2 significant episodes of low heart rate with no clear precipitating factors. The baby thrived at Arrow Hospital, her parents said. She was discharged the next month.
Okay, let me ask you this. So if they are a neonate, they're obviously in critical condition, and I'm not defending her in any way, shape, or form, but you're dealing with kids who are in this unit for a reason. They're not healthy. Mm-hmm. They're, you know, premature. So to me, it seems plausible that something could happen. And I get that the doctor's saying there's nothing here showing us why this baby's heart rate would be this low. There's no evidence to support this. But also, you're dealing with kids who are sick. So part of me is like, do we know for sure that she's, other than her admission, I mean, are these just sick kids?
Did she have the absolute worst luck in the world? Is that...
I've seen doctors, I've seen veterinarians in my history that it's just like, oh my God, you know, you keep getting the sick ones and they die.
Well, here's the thing. There's a lot more to her case than just that. She allegedly told off a colleague who shouted for help when the child's oxygen dropped. Baby girl was allegedly force-fed massive amounts of milk by nurse. trust me, I'm a nurse. When mom walked in, a nurse while she was allegedly murdering her son. Nurse accused of killing babies had to be ordered repeatedly to leave grieving parents alone. So there's a lot more than just this.
I mean,
the list goes on and on and on.
Wow.
So there's a lot in front of her that is not just she happened to be there at the time that these kids died.
So she's a serial killer, basically.
She is, or she's the worst nurse in the world.
Ugh. Hey, I'm a veterinary nurse. I'm licensed. I've lost two patients on the table during surgery. And the doctor lost them too. I mean, we're all part of this. And it haunts you. It scares the living shit out of you. It makes you question, are you good at your job? It turned out the first one was terminally ill, and the owners forced us to go through with a dental cleaning on a pet that had cancer.
Oh, gosh.
So it couldn't survive the anesthesia.
Yeah.
So that's not our fault. And the first one that stays with me forever was an obese cat that probably just couldn't handle the anesthesia. But there's no way to know that until they're under and we started to see him crash. There's nothing we could do. There was nothing we could do. He was fine until he wasn't. And, you know, that, believe me, it stays with me. I've done this for 8 years and I'm still haunted by these two cases.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, yeah, people get unlucky, but goodness.
It's because you have a conscience. There's some people that don't have that. And that's the only way to really explain it, because there's no way to truly understand it. I mean, this is what I'm looking at as I'm following the Brian Koberger case. This is what I'm looking at as I follow the Brian Walsh case. These individuals are either sociopaths or psychopaths because they don't feel. They have to learn or mimic emotion. But when you don't ever truly feel it, sometimes you don't know. It's the same as if they got they ordered buffalo wings from Applebee's and they got riblets as killing someone. They'd be just as upset because everything is the same in terms of the weight of it or the gravity of the situations. And they may be able, a sociopath would be able to understand that weight. They won't feel it. But they would understand once people are like, holy shit, look what you did. But they still truly wouldn't have the remorse or the feeling of it. But they could recognize that, you know, my actions caused this reaction, but I still don't feel the guilt of it. But I can recognize that this happened. Psychopaths, they don't feel the guilt. And they don't even recognize that this is how other people feel. That it's interesting because I'm watching and I'm not a doctor by any means, but I should be. But I'm watching the reactions and just kind of the facial cues and the responses that you see physically from these people in court. And Koberger, I almost think is sociopathic. And I think this is just my opinion. And I think, Walsh is psychopath. Because Koberger seems to kind of understand what he did and the gravity of the situation that he put himself into. I don't think he feels the emotion or remorse, but realizes, holy shit, I got caught. The other guy, Walsh, The way he's smirking and smiling in court, and the grandiosity that he has about him, I think he's relishing every moment of it. And it somehow feeds something inside of him. Now, the bigger question that I have with all of these cases, and including this one, is how did this person get this way? If it's psychopathic, that's you're born with it. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe she's psycho. Or Maybelline, you know, tainted Maybelline could also be the possibility. If it's not, then it's usually a cause, you know, it's some sort of stem of trauma at some point in time that enabled her to do this. But what's driving her to do it, I guess, is the bigger question. Being capable is one thing. To actually enact it for some reason is a whole other. I don't know if
to be a nurse and licensed and have gone through the schooling and you know, doing your externship and you know, at some point, if you go, boy, this isn't for me, you'd think you'd step out.
Yeah.
She stayed in this because she was getting something out of it and watching families go through this torment and agony of losing their child. She must be getting something out of it.
There's something that's going on there. I don't know what it is, but it is dark. And the only thing I can wrap my mind around in this case is, and others of this nature, is they're so desperate to feel something that the only thing that they do feel is some sort of extreme, horrible behavior. And that spikes something a little bit for them. I mean, it's almost in the lines of people who have sexual issues and they have to go to such extremes, or they keep digging to such extremes because nothing satisfies them, nothing arouses them except very extreme behavior. Just normal, healthy things don't. And that's usually some sort of trauma response that is causing that. But I would imagine that, you know, an extreme behavior in this realm would also cause not necessarily something sexual, but just some stimulation that they otherwise don't feel. And
some gratification that they're getting from it.
There's something. Letby has repeatedly claimed she's innocent, but prosecutors have presented several handwritten notes in court that they say incriminate her. In one of the notes, Letby allegedly wrote, "I killed them on purpose because I'm not good enough to care for them," the prosecutor said in another. Oh. She allegedly wrote, "Not good enough. I will never have children or marry. I will never know what it's like to have a family." She also allegedly scribbled in one of the notes, "I am a horrible, evil person," and then wrote the capital letters, "I am evil. I did this." Letby's attorney could not immediately be reached for comment.
Could she have multiple personalities?
Yeah, could be. I don't know. I don't know if it's that. I think there's a lot of self-loathing that's going on here. There's a lot that's going on here. I don't know that it's multiple personalities as much as it is sociopathic or psychopathic type behavior.
Well, one thing you do in medicine, when you feel like you can't care for a patient properly, you ask for help. you go to a doctor, you go to a specialist, you go to somebody and say, "This is beyond my scope of practice. I need your help." You don't fucking kill them. She's a nurse. I mean, Jesus. I don't even know what to say about this.
Yeah, it's just so extreme. It's absolutely crazy. Wasn't there
any oversight? Weren't people watching her after the second death? Weren't they like,
well, that's
what's going on here?
That's a scary thing. We've seen in medicine so many times where some of these doctors nurses in this case, are able to go on for quite some time before somebody raises their hand and go, "What the hell is going on here?"
Yeah.
Like that Dr. Death, I forget what his name was, but he was, you know, practicing and going around Dallas from clinic to clinic and hospital to hospital, saying, you know, he was going to reinvent. I forget what was the thing he was doing. Was he a cardiac? I think he was a cardiac surgeon.
He was a neurosurgeon.
And people would look at his work and they're like, "What the fuck are you doing?" It was so brazenly wrong and sloppy and horrible that it wasn't. It was the back. It was a spinal surgeon or something, and there was something there that he made people either die or were critically injured for the rest of their lives on very routine type procedures. But yeah, that's you know, you go into the doctor's office and you think you'd be able to trust whoever they say, "And this is going to be your surgeon." And you go, "Okay, great." you wouldn't in any way think that you'd have to super vet them, but you really kind of do these days, especially. But these were like high-end hospitals with some of these people where you really wouldn't think that. It's one thing if you're going to like the hospital in, you know, Podunk, Idaho, and they do a surgery once a month and this is their only surgeon. Yeah, that might not be the best quality of care. But some of these were just super good hospitals where you wouldn't suspect it whatsoever. Very dark story, and one that we'll continue to keep watching here on True Crime Today. Don't miss any of our stories. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts for breaking updates on this and many more stories here on True Crime Today.
Lock your doors and hide your children.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky?
In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew.
Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.